This is Stuart.
Hi, Stuart. Stuart, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke yesterday.
I'm talking to my guy and stuff. I just kind of asked him to, you know, send me what ads he's got running and stuff. He does have some ads running on Google right now.
Okay.
Now, if it's not on the front page, but they're little ads, FLA Roofing Restoration.
Uh-huh.
The sponsor, let's see. So he just sent me a couple examples. Here are a couple ad samples.
Gotcha.
For you, the phone number listed at the bottom varies, depends on the which location the user is closest to when searching.
Right.
When they are searching. So I'm paying him right now for that. I'm not really seeing the results. I'm ready to do something with you guys. I'm ready to do something with you guys, but I have to, like, I'm paying him, and this is mid-month, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think the best way to do it, you know what I mean?
That doesn't conflict with what we're doing. I mean, and obviously, you know, putting you in that local map, that pack result, and having calls coming directly to you and having that flat rate versus, you know, paying for the individual clicks, you know, for the paid ads. I mean, the two of them can work well together. In fact, you know, doing Google Ads is something that we offer to our clients, too, who want to do that. So, I mean, you can either continue to use those ads and have him do that. I mean, obviously, you're not seeing many positive results from it, so it might be something you want to cancel altogether. But getting this going sooner rather than later and getting your business on that first page of the local map and getting those calls straight to you, I think overall is going to be an even better benefit for your company.
Mm-hmm. You were saying something about doing Google and, or no, not, okay, so Google, you're talking about Facebook and Instagram ads too?
Right, so we're talking about the local map or the pack result that pops up. It's below the paid ads. And that's going to be on Google and Bing. So anybody using Bing, and it's about 1 out of 10, and, of course, everybody else on Google, when they type in keywords related to your services, your business pops up, your website's there, they pick up the phone and call you. Now, they're doing an active search and looking and trying to find someone, so you'll be there in that exact moment. And
now, let me ask you this. So what about this? So what about if the other guy's using keywords as well?
Well,
does that interact or interflick? Look, that's what I'm saying. Does that interact or interflict with any of the two businesses trying to do business at the same time with similar keywords or the same keywords?
So it's different places on that local map. So there's not any conflict. In fact, like I was saying, that we do Google Ads for some of our clients too using the same keywords that we're promoting for the local map. There are two different sections, and, of course, they operate independently. So there's no conflict at all, whether it's one company doing both of them, two different companies doing both of them, and, of course, if you're only doing one or the other. But there's no direct conflict, whether the keywords are the same, similar, or completely different. They're just two different places on that first page of the result, and they operate completely independent from each other. And, you know, Google local service ads, Google Guarantee, that's a whole different product. It operates completely
Are you doing the Google Guarantee? Would that be Google Guarantee then?
That is something that we can do, but then that's pay per lead. That's a little bit like Home Advisor or Angie's or Thumbtack, although it is just one lead per client or per business, so you're not sharing that lead. That's not part of the 249. It's something we can do later on for you if you don't see enough results, and I'm sure you probably will anyway, see the results in that local map. You may never need to do the pay-per-lead, although that's a product that we offer as well. I'm only offering it as an example now that there are different places on that first page, and they all operate independently.
And then so what the special you were running was, what, 290? What is it, 250 or something? Or
it's $299. It's the flat rate, and it's for Google and Bing in that local map, as well as the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads. As I was saying, you know, someone on Google and Bing are actively in that moment trying to find the contractor, so it's a good place to be. 9 out of 10 buying decisions actually go to the local map, so you'll see more traction than those paid ads. A lot of people skip right past those paid ads and go to that local map.
Hold on 1 sec. All right, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. So what I was saying is, and then you'll have the Facebook ads too. Now, anyone in your service area, and we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods.
Can I build the campaign, or do I have a say on what they're posting?
Oh no, and yeah, exactly. Of course, yeah. So we'll create about 6 or 8 different ads, and you'll have final approval on them. We'll run multiple mm-hmm. ads, and we can target specific neighborhoods even. Of course, cities and zip codes where you most want to
yep.
be found. It'll work a little bit differently than Google and Bing, obviously, for the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is searching specifically for your services on Facebook.
And you're able to do it. You're able to do it on multiple locations. What you're selling.
Correct. About. Absolutely. No, 100%.
For the one price.
Exactly correct. And the $2.99 includes the Facebook ads. So anyone on their Facebook page will see your ads pop by. From that, it works the same. They click on it, it goes to your website, they can learn about your company and pick up the phone. So it's just another way to reach more people, and we can target exactly where you want to be found. If there's places that you don't want to go, of course, we're not going to run those ads there either.
Okay, gotcha. So can I, if I pay for it now, can I start fresh next month? Can I start, you know what I mean? How does it work? Like, that's why I'm willing to pay the $250 to do business.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But it's like, we're like, this is what I'm saying. We're hitting the holidays. This is a slow time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is a
yeah.
slow time to do business. This is when we are not really doing a ton of roofs. I mean, we're doing actually a whole bunch of roofs in between the holidays, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I hear
you. What I'm saying? I'm trying to be smart with the investment, and that's why I'm trying to you know, ask you about that.
So, I mean, it's the 21st right now. We got about 10 more days or 9 more days left in the month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Facebook wants us to say 7 to 10 days to get your ads up and running. That's usually worst-case
mm-hmm.
scenario. It's usually 7 days mm-hmm. or something like that. So now would be the perfect time to get things going. It bills month to month, so it would bill today for the $2.99, and then it would bill on the 21st of the month moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what is your next, like, so do I, if I, that's what I'm saying, like, if I paid for this now, do I have to start today, tomorrow?
You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying to you. I'm asking kind of too.
Well, I mean, we would want to do a client interview, have our technician
okay.
really talk to you in depth about your services, your service area, mission statement
mm-hmm.
or tagline, things like that to help us accurately promote your business. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, there's a bit of a process to get it going. We can do that client interview next week. I mean, we are going to be out of the office Thursday and Friday, and maybe even take a half day off on Wednesday. So if you wanted to, we can do your client interview next week and get things started next week.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm cool to try you guys out and see if
okay.
it works. I mean, obviously,
perfect.
And there's no contract. Like, I'll try you
that
out
is correct.
For... Okay, I'll try you out for 1 month, hey, and if I'm like, hey, this isn't working, then it's not working. If it's working, I'm like, oh, well, hey, maybe I want to do some business with you guys.
Exactly.
But
it is.
What is your annual, or what's your regular monthly price again?
So it's $2.99. That's actually a reduced rate. It does include $100 of Facebook ads, and Facebook ads are like 20, 22, maybe 25 cents a click, depending on how it's created and the keywords involved. So you're looking at about 400 clicks. Per month with that $100 budget for the Facebook ads,
yeah.
even one extra job justifies the cost of it.
Is there any hidden fees?
That's what I was going to say. I was just going to say, so it is month to month. It's offered completely at will, so you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. It is a flat rate, so it's a fixed rate that'll never go up. It's also a flat rate. So there are no hidden taxes, fees, surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay. And you're saying, what is the rate per month? Does it go up next month because this is special, or is it the same?
So the reduced rate is not an introductory rate. It's actually, it's kind of more of an assistance program just to make it affordable for you. So it's going to be a fixed rate. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Even if you keep the service years, even if our price goes up, you're going to be locked in and grandfathered in at that flat rate, that $299. In fact, one of the things that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Stuart. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed rate that'll never go up, etc.
Again, do you have anything in writing you can send me on that also?
I can send you real quick here. I don't yet have your email, so that's one of the things that I'm going to want to have on file here before we schedule the client interview.
Okay.
But before I get to that, let me just send you a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is LocalFlash.
You already sent that to me.
I did send that. Okay. So let me send you an email. What is a good email address for you? Or for the business.
You're not going to send me a whole bunch of junk, right? I'm not going to get junk.
You'll get this email from me, and then after that, emails are going to be reserved for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we're just going to call you or send you a quick text message, whichever is your preference.
Ready? It's FLA.
Uh-huh.
Roofing and Restoration.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay. And I did want to ask you, because I saw the INC as part of the branding or part of the business name.
Yeah.
It's not in the email, but it is for the business name included, right?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. All right, gotcha. So let me send out this email.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second here, because I need to reduce the price and actually waive your setup fee.
It's all right. We can trim some up. It's starting to fall, so we can figure it out, you know?
Right.
I think you got enough in there, babe, now. Is it? So...
And then we'll take a look together at the client interview calendar. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself really only takes about 25 or 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, do you got anything Monday?
Yeah, I can take a look at Monday's calendar. It should be pretty wide open. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible, so I'm pretty sure Monday's going to be kind of wide open here for you. Just trying to multitask or just reduce the cost on here.
And then, so the next month it'll be the same price, correct?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. It'll never go up on you. It's going to be that fixed flat rate. Stuart, while I'm at it, is that Stuart your first name?
No, Stewart.
I had a feeling, which is why I was asking. So Stewart. And then what is your last name?
It's Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R.
Okay. So I did send that email out to you. And then let me take a look at Monday's calendar for that follow-up call. So we'd be able to accommodate anywhere. Well, the first one would be 10 o'clock. Last one is 6 o'clock. Just the lunch hour, which is a late lunch at 3 o'clock, would be the only one not available. So, again, we schedule by the hour. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, or late in the day?
Can you do 10 a.m. Eastern?
10 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be scheduled from 10 to 11. The call itself might get you just a couple minutes after 10, but it is a one-hour window. If I am in between calls myself, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of
introduce you to your
technician.
What's the company called again? Splash? What is it?
Yeah, it's Local Splash. Local Splash is the name of the business. We've been around since 2004. On December 19th, we'll officially celebrate 19 years. So if you did see the pricing page, it says on there 18 years of industry experience. We'll change that to 19 on December 17th.
Okay. Okay.
And
cool.
then I sent that email out to you. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that 10 a.m. Client interview. Also at 9 o'clock, you'll receive an automated email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And then I do need to read the voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward, okay? And I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Stuart, give me just a quick second here then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Ponder. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Yes, FLA Roofing and Restoration, Inc.
Perfect. That's how I have that. And the and is A-N-D spelled out, right? It's not the ampersand,
correct.
Not the symbol. Okay, gotcha. That's how I have it. And then, Stuart, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Stuart Ponder. I'm the president of FLA Roofing and Restoration.
Okay. And Mr. Ponder, as the president of FLA Roofing and Restoration Incorporated, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Then it says, and then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Stuart, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Mr. Ponder, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services can contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Ponder, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, and I might have someone help with the campaign also and give them
perfect
authorization as well.
That's perfect, and if I forget, please remind me before we get off the phone call. I'll add that person on here. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are providing. And, of course, equally or even more important is that we make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we just ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Now, Mr. Ponder, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived, with, of course, it being a fixed rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, November 21st, in the exact amount of just $299. That reduced rate is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. It is that exact amount that does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and in this case, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included as well. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, Stuart, that rate will never go up on you. Now,
and what if I cancel the 21st and it's done, there's no fees on cancellation, anything like that, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I was just about to say, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Now, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Stuart, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Ponder, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
What's that phone number for the cancellation phone number?
I was just about to give you that. It's 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Mr. Ponder, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. They'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll actually receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here through our automated system.
Got it.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, Mr. Ponder. And then that first payment of just $299, Stuart, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
That'll be American Express.
An American Express. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then for you, is it any middle initial or simply first and last name?
Yes, R.
R. Okay, Stuart R. Ponder. And then you said it was an American Express card. That should start with a 3. All Amex is due. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3-7-6-7-4-7-8-7-9-2-9-1-0-0-5.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
08-28.
And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
3-6-9-4.
Okay, so I've got 3694, 3694, and then August or 08 of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Ponder, was the card itself 3767-478-792-91005?
Yep.
Does that fill at 9370 Hexer Drive in Jacksonville?
Yep. Correct.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute, you are, like I said, going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system. It does have the information that I gave to you. You will, on Monday at 9 o'clock, receive the reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10, and then in just about a minute or so here, you're also going to receive a calendar invite. And then, I did want to do a couple of things. If I am on between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning part of it, to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am already on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, if I'm already in a call or on a meeting, they will call you on their own. They'll do a very good job of taking care of you either way. But I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account here, just for your protection. Just a quick question and answer. Anyone who calls us telling us that they are with Local Splash, whether it's you or that person that I'm going to add here in a second here, will probably ask for the answer to the security question. And then even more importantly, moving forward, anyone calling you and telling you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You can do Winter Park, and then you can do Sammy.
Okay, I just need one. So which one do you want? The city?
Winter Park.
Winter Park? Okay, gotcha. Have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then the person that you would have also following up with your clients or maybe even wanting to speak with us about the account, let me get the name and the phone number.
Yep, Heather Lushback.
You said Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, and then was it Webstock?
Hustlepack, H-E, or H-U-S-H-E-L-P-E-C-K.
Okay, and Heather's phone number, if there's a different one?
Yep, and then that's going to be 325-219-2711.
Okay, so I have 325-219-2711.
Yep.
Okay. Now, she'll be authorized to speak with us about the account. Would she be authorized to make changes, updates, pause, suspend, even cancel the service?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Also, I have another one I'm going to add to.
Okay.
That's going to be Kyle Cox.
You said Kyle, right?
Yep, Kyle Cox.
COX?
Yep.
And Kyle's number?
Yeah, 904-687.
Okay.
8844.
I've got 904-687-8844.
Yes.
Okay. And for some reason, Heather's last name did not get saved in our system. You said it was Hasselback?
Yes.
Could you spell it again? Sorry.
Yeah. H-U-S-H-E-L-C-E-C-K.
Okay. Gotcha. And...
Yeah, go ahead. That's about all the time that I really have just about for today. Are you about good for this call?
Just wanted to make sure that you got the welcome email. There's also a Local Splash initial invoice. You can read through it at when you've got an opportunity. It's going to have a please click here to accept the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything we went over in the voice verifications provided for you. Just got a couple of boxes. One that says that you agree to receive text messages or SMS messages through the computer, that you're the authorized signer. And then you're going to want to type in Stuart R. Ponder. There is no period after the R, and it's case sensitive. After that, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that. When your client interview is done, we'll send you by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You don't have to do it when you get to that. That's really just the automated system think you're trying to access your tracking system. It'll be active once we do your client interview, and we'll get you that information so you can log in. It's actually your phone number, the username. Area codes included. That's going out to you by way of that calendar invite. Other than that, you're all set and squared away here.
Hold on one sec. Okay. Now, do I have to use your name and password? You said no, right?
Yeah, no, because the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system, so it's asking you to log in. Your tracking system is not active yet.
Have an app, or is it just an online app?
Oh, you'll have both, and our client interview technician can go through all of that for you. You'll have the dedicated website that you can use, and also there's an app that you can have on your phone called the Local Splash app.
And I submit it.
All righty. I appreciate you, Stuart. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Enjoy the weekend, the holiday.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Ponder. Take care. Bye-bye.